Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation.
Well, let's come into God's presence today, brothers and sisters, together. Thank you for the opportunity to accompany you in this time of prayer, to model for you and to inspire, hopefully, in you, a deepening in your own prayer, your own dialogue with Jesus. In the end, that's the goal. It's by spending some time together that you feel empowered in clarity into your, like, that's the way I can do it myself. That's how I want to enter into dialogue with the Lord. And to encourage you, maybe it's a little bit like training wheels, to give you something you can kind of lean on here and there so that you get the feel of it yourself and are able to then just do it on your own every day. Mental prayer, contemplative prayer, meditative prayer. So let's prepare our hearts. Jesus, just thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you. What a gift. What a gift to spend time with you in prayer, to focus my mind and heart on things that are eternal, spiritual, timeless. Spend time in things that are really most important. Things that will last in time and in eternity. So thank you for that opportunity, for that gift, that I can step away from the immediacy of tasks and to-dos and chores and just enjoy your presence and listen and learn from you. So I believe in you, hope in you, love you, humble myself in your presence, gratefully receive what you want to give me in this time of prayer. May think of an intention I want to offer this prayer for. Maybe a family member, a health issue, an apostolic endeavor, a difficult conversation, whatever you might have that might motivate you to do well this prayer because you want to kind of open yourself to receive that grace and that God will give grace in that area that you're going to be challenged by or others you know are challenged by. So formulate that intention and even think of the fruit. What is that spiritual grace you're looking for, that virtue you want to grow in, or that union with the Lord that you're pursuing? Ask for that grace, that fruit of prayer, that you may be more patient, more humble, more energized to follow the Lord's will, more responsible in what he's entrusting to you. Whatever that virtue that you want to grow in, that God's placed on your heart, that you know you need, ask for that fruit in this time of prayer. We're going to read Luke 1, 26 to 38, well-known prayer, the Magnificat of Our Lady, or the dialogue before that. And so allow ourselves this, as I'm doing this meditation and taping it, it's our Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is the reading for that day. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. So see what that text moves in you, whether it's gratitude or intercession or praise of God or a dialogue with Mary. What strikes me is the parallel between the incarnation of Jesus, that God coming and speaking to Mary through the angel, and her dialogue and humble acceptance, and then the fruit that's born in her. The parallel of that is in my life with the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, the invitations that God places in front of me, kind of those little annunciations where it's up to me to accept them, and when I do, they grow and God can do great things through them. Or I, out of fear, or out of a false humility, say no, reject them, and then nothing happens. So Jesus, I'm led to reflect on moments in my life and a desire in my own heart for now to be open to these inspirations. That when you speak to me, that I have a heart to hear them, like Mary did, and to receive them, and to say yes to what you want to do through them, and not limit, but to understand, you know what, I'm just your servant. It's just whatever you want to do through me, let it be done. Great, small, little, big impact, no impact, whatever you want, I'm yours. It's not up to me to say, oh no, that's too much, or oh no, that's too little, or I want more of that, or don't want that. No, whatever you want, Lord. That attitude that Mary has of docility, of openness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit, that's what I feel you're inviting me to cultivate in this time of prayer. So Lord, give me that freedom of spirit, that detachment from my own will, from my own thoughts about who I am and what I'm called to be and do. Give me a detachment of freedom of spirit, just open hands to receive what you want to give. And that even if I say, well, how is that? Even if I wonder and want to understand better, let it be that attitude of Mary. I want to understand so that I can embrace more fully. That I say, speak, Lord, help me understand. And even if I'm troubled a little bit, trying to understand what it means, what you want to do, if it's really you, how are you speaking, where is this leading? Again, let it be, like Mary, an attitude of, I want to understand so that I can embrace, so that I can say yes, so I can reaffirm who I am before you, just a handmaid, just a creature, just at your service, and that whatever you want to do, I want. I'm reminded of that prayer. I believe it's of Pope Innocent or Pius the 12th. But it's, I want the universal prayer, it's called. I want what you will, because you will, in the way that you will, and however long you will. That's what the kind of heart I want to cultivate, Jesus. And I want to hear your words to me. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Mary, for you've found favor with God. This invitation to be available to the Lord is born of a God who favors you, who loves you, who wants great things for you, who whatever he sends, even if it stretches your human limitations, it's for your good and the good of the whole world. So don't be thinking or judging from a place of fear, but a place of confidence and love, knowing this is who I am. I'm a beloved handmaid of the Lord. So I need not fear. I can trust and say, yes, Lord, whatever you want. Your will be done. Fiat. Lord, give me that attitude of heart, that peaceful, confident, humble yes to your will, to your plans, as they reveal themselves in my life, the circumstances, the people, situations, even authority that you place over me. So I want to spend some time just sitting in that truth, embracing that truth, wrapping my arms, my heart, my will, my mind around that truth, fully desiring it, conforming to it, embracing it, and making it one with my way of thinking, of judging, and of feeling. And then in that space, in that experience of the Lord, develop a resolution for the day. How can I live it? How can I carry it out in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions today? Settle on one that's a smart goal, something specific, maybe measurable, applicable, right? Time constraint. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless everyone.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.